Listener Production. Heartbreak for the Aussies with the World Cup dream over. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. The Socceroos have gone down to Argentina 2-1 in the round of 16, but the Prime Minister couldn't be more proud of the squad representing the country on the world's biggest stage. Live sites are also in full swing regardless of the outcome. These fans feeling the electricity when Craig Goodwin scored.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Aussie! Aussie!
Australia is preparing for a third COVID Christmas as aged care centres battle a new outbreak. 58 residents died last week across the country as the sector records about 2,000 cases every week for the past 3 weeks. Police are continuing to investigate after an electricity meter reader was mauled to death by three dogs south of Brisbane. The owners of the property weren't home yesterday. The dogs are now in the care of local council officials. Mark Knight is under fire over a cartoon of Uluru. News Corp reports a federal government department has ordered the cartoonist to remove it and instead get a permit in order to draw the iconic rock. It featured in last Wednesday's paper. Victoria has declared its eighth hospital code red of the year due to extreme demand and not enough staff. Currently, 140 ambos are off sick. And Guns N' Roses lead rocker Axl Rose is stopping a 30-year tradition. He will no longer throw his microphone into the crowd after an Adelaide fan was severely injured last week. Australia will look to strike early on the final day of the Perth Test against the West Indies, needing only 7 wickets to claim victory. Triple M's Callum Ferguson says the Windies, though, have caused a few headaches.
You know, the Aussies just bowled them out. It wasn't a lack of application. So, look, I feel like if the Aussies come out with the same attitude, I think they'll get the job done pretty comfortably.
The AFL is locked in round one of the fixture. In a return to tradition, Richmond and Carlton will open the season March 16, and Holden's Chaz Mostert is hoping to do well in today's top 10 shootout ahead of the Adelaide 500 this afternoon.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.